News Talk 1620 WTAW, the newest historical marker in Brazos County, will be dedicated on Saturday morning, 11 o'clock at the Bryan City Cemetery. Quite a story behind this particular marker, as we hear from the chairman of the Brazos County Historical Commission, Henry Mayo.
We're going to dedicate a Texas historic marker in the Bryan City Cemetery for the Confederate veterans that are buried in the cemetery. There's at least 161 documented Civil War Confederate veterans buried there, and this is just sort of a general marker for the whole group, talking about how many of them were prominent citizens in the development of Bryan.
I wouldn't think it's too unusual to have a marker in a cemetery, but to have a marker in a cemetery to recognize a group of people, and then even more so the group being Confederate veterans.
Yeah. Well, the only thing unusual about this marker is that there's two or three others in the Bryan Cemetery for specific individuals that were prominent citizens. The Jenkins was a house builder, but the Texas Historic Commission actually sort of told us, you know, this was too general of a marker, doing a whole group of people in a cemetery instead of individuals. But after we explained that, you know, it wasn't practical to put 161 markers out there, Texas Historic Markers, you know, we could catch it in one swath and do it general. They agreed that was a good plan. And the Bryan Cemetery has actually got a very high concentration of Confederate veterans compared to almost any cemetery. There's small cemeteries out in the county with, 10 or even 20 at Milliken and stuff, but to have 161, and most of them are all buried in the same section of the cemetery. It's really sort of a unknown part of our history. And then if you read the history of these men with the names like Aston and Howell, and you realize these are the names that we see on the streets and on the buildings in downtown Bryan. And they came here, several of them came penniless from the southeast after the war, had lost everything, and come home from the war owning no property, not being able to vote, and they came to Bryan to start over and, became the prominent movers and shakers of this new city.
I also notice in your news release that this is taking place during Confederate History and Heritage Month.
Yes, that's April is traditionally that around the whole southeast U.S. Most of the states have proclamations annually. Even locally, we normally get a proclamation in April. I don't believe it's had officially taken effect or anything this month yet, but April has just always been traditionally that Confederate Heritage Month.
And then Saturday's dedication program is more than just standing around the marker.
Yeah, we actually, the United Daughters of the Confederacy Heritage Group has an annual memorial service at the Aston Chapel, which is located in the park, again named after a Confederate veteran. He donated the money for that, and they have their ceremony, I believe, at 10:30. It's open to the public, and it's more just some oral presentations and flag presentation type things, and then we're going to start at the Aston Chapel with a color guard and proceed down to the marker site, which is closer to the front of the cemetery, the entrance on Texas Avenue, and do the unveiling.
Be a good history lesson in addition to seeing the marker dedicated.
It really is. And this month, each year in April, we put flags out, or the Sons of Confederate Veterans actually does. I'm a member of that. And they put a Confederate flag at each grave that we've identified as a Confederate soldier. So there's over 100 graves with Confederate flags marking them right now in the cemetery. And so it's, you not only can hear about some of these men, you can easily find their graves and look at their tombstones. A lot of them have veterans' tombstones with their service records on them. And so it is a great history lesson.
Have I missed anything?
People can find out more at brazoscountyhistory.org. We've got all the markers in the county on there. There's a little Google Earth linked website with photos and histories of the markers. So if you can't make it out to the ceremony, just take a look at the website, brazoscountyhistory.org.
Thanks again to Henry Mayo, the chairman of the Brazos County Historical Commission, for the background on Saturday morning's program. Again, the historical marker to be dedicated at 11 o'clock at the Bryan City Cemetery. More information online at brazoscountyhistory.org. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.